Hello and welcome to Let's Talk IVF. Our aim is to cut through the overwhelming amount of clinical information and give you a clearer understanding about the science, the emotional impact, and everything in between. Hosted by Sophia Beziotto, a scientist with 25 years of experience in the field of fertility, we want to thank you for listening. Now, let's get started.
Hello and welcome. I'm so excited that you could join me for this episode of Let's Talk IVF, where we will be talking about embryo grading basics. This episode was suggested to me as a topic, and if you have anything that you would like me to discuss, please let me know. I would love to hear your ideas. I hope you are well and keeping yourself healthy in this time of global pandemic, COVID-19, that is dominating the news channels and social media. I never watch the news and prefer to get my information from more reliable sources, journal articles, documentaries, government health websites, and scientists who are experts in their fields. The media saturation for the last few months has been relentless, so it's no surprise that people are feeling fearful and frustrated. In upcoming episodes, we will be looking at ways to increase your well-being, especially around mindset. Your thoughts will determine your behavior, which in turn determines your emotions. Your mindset predicts how you will cope with adversity, challenges, and push through with sheer determination. How you focus, and more specifically, what you choose to focus upon, will ultimately determine your future outcomes. Okay, so let's get into the discussion of embryo grading basics. What you have to remember here is that embryo grading is very subjective and is determined by the individual embryologist who is viewing them on the day. The first time that the embryologists start grading is at the time of oocyte collection or egg pickup. This grading is very rudimentary, as the microscopes are set up to find the cumulus masses primarily, and the process is a very fast one to pick up the oocytes, wash them quickly, and place them into another tube for the incubators to keep them warm and with the correct gas levels. At this stage of grading, we are looking for the cumulus cell masses and identifying the oocyte itself very quickly. If you can imagine a chicken egg cracked open, you have the egg yolk and the clear egg white. This is a simple analogy to explain what we're looking for. The human oocyte is in the center, much like the yellow egg yolk, and it is surrounded by the cumulus cells, similar to the egg white in the chicken egg. A more mature oocyte will be clearer to see, light gray, and the cumulus mass will be expansive and spread out, often trailing in the petri dish when you tilt the dish. Immature oocytes will appear darker or blacker in color, with tightly bound cells and smaller cumulus masses surrounding them generally. After the oocytes are returned to the embryology laboratory, they are rinsed and placed in dishes in the incubators for IVF insemination, where sperm is placed with the oocytes overnight, or they are stripped of all their surrounding cells for ICSI, intracytoplasmic sperm injection, where the sperm is injected directly into the oocyte. This is called day zero. On day one, the very next day, oocytes are checked for evidence of fertilization. At this stage, the embryo, if fertilized, will display two pronuclei, which look much like two eyes in the single cell embryo. So, we have one large cell and two small indentations, the pronuclei. If there is no evidence of fertilization, we call these neofs, N-E-O-F. These oocytes are kept separately. Naturally, the time of this assessment is critical, so you can witness the pronuclear development before they disappear, generally performed at 16 hours post-insemination or injection. The window of opportunity here is 16 to 20 hours. On day two, the embryos are expected to be between 2 and 4 cells. And for those laboratories with cameras, this development will be evident, as the embryos are not assessed by the embryologists on this day. Embryos are only assessed to check for fertilization, change media, select for transfer, and freezing. We want to limit the removal of embryos from the gas incubators, which keep them warm and in the perfect environment, as much as possible. On day three, the embryos are expected to be around 8 cells in development. When grading embryos on this day, consideration is given to the number of cells, the size of those cells, and the degree of fragmentation. Fragmentation is when pieces have broken away inside the embryo, looking like tiny bubbles or crumbs. embryos with fragmentation, uneven-sized cells, and fewer cells are given a lower grading on this day. Media changes happen on this day. Media is the solution or liquid that the embryos grow in. The media change on this day is for a different nutrient-rich media to enable the embryos to develop further into blastocysts. On rare occasions, day 3 embryo transfers will be performed. This may be due to holiday closures or travel considerations of patients. The accepted and most widely chosen day to do fresh embryo transfers, though, is on day 5. Many clinics are now moving away from fresh transfers to doing frozen embryo transfers only, which is showing better pregnancy results. So we are looking at 5 days after the oocytes were originally collected from the ovaries. At this stage, we would anticipate that we would have some blastocysts at varying stages to either transfer or freeze if all is going well with the embryo development. Let's have a closer look now at the aspects of embryo grading here. At this time of embryo grading, patients are advised of what can be transferred and or frozen. To explain the individual components here, first let me explain the terms that we will be discussing and give you the definitions. Blastocele. This is the fluid-filled cavity found within the blastocyst. Inner cell mass. The mass of cells, ball-like in formation, that will develop into the future fetus. Trophectoderm. The layer of cells inside the zona pellucida, which will go on to develop the future placenta. And the zona pellucida. This is the outer shell of the embryo. In the grading system, we firstly have a number to indicate the blastocyst expansion. This is rated from 1 to 6, with the best blastocyst graded from 3 to 6, with 6 being the highest score. To explain this numerical grading, let's go through them individually. A grade of 1. These embryos will have the blastocele at less than half of the embryo cavity. Grade 2, the blastocele in these embryos will take up more than 50% of the embryo cavity. Grade 3, full blastocyst. Here the blastocele cavity is completely filling the embryo. Grade 4, expanded blastocyst. The blastocele cavity is getting larger than the embryo and the zona pellucida is becoming thin. Grade 5, blastocyst is hatching out of the zona pellucida, actually rupturing or herniating the outer shell. Grade 6, blastocyst is hatched. The cell mass is completely out of the zona pellucida. Ideally, we would be looking at the embryos graded from 3 to 6 for transfer or freezing. The higher the number, the more developed the embryo in terms of expansion. Next, we will look at the inner cell mass, the ICM. We have 3 potential scores here from A to C, with A being the best possible score, remembering that this will ultimately go on to develop into the future fetus. Grade A, there will be many cells which are tightly packed. Grade B, several cells which are loosely grouped. Grade C, very few cells. Studies have shown that the grading of the inner cell mass is the most predictive in terms of pregnancy rates, even though it is listed second in the grading system. The third grading is for the trophectoderm and is scored A to C, with A being the best score, remembering that this will ultimately go on to develop into the future placenta. Grade A, many cells present, forming a cohesive layer. Grade B, few cells present, forming a loose epithelium. Grade C, very few large cells. The collation of these 3 grading systems will give you the terminology that you may have seen with embryo records. 3AC, 4AA, 5BC, 6AA, etc. So, to summarize, the embryo grading system comprises of 3 separate parts to gain the total embryo score. Expansion, graded 1 to 6 with 3 to 6 as the best scores. Inner cell mass, or ICM, graded A to C, where A is the best score. And trophectoderm, graded A to C, where A is the best score. Well, that's all from me for this week. I do hope that you've enjoyed this episode on embryo grading basics. If you would like to get in touch with me, please book a time at www.ivfcoachingclinic.as.me. So until the next time, take care and keep smiling.
Thanks for joining us, and we hope you learned something new today. If you'd like more information, please visit our website at www.ivfcoachingclinic.com.au or our Facebook page, IVF Coaching Clinic, where you can talk to Sophia directly and find out more information about coaching and how it can assist you further. Until next time.